You're listening to Christian Audio's production of Unashamed, written and read by Lecrae Moore. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by a contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group, originally published in English as Unashamed, copyright 2016 by Lecrae Moore. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
For Big Mama, I'm the man I am today because of the seeds you sowed in my life. Chapter Zero, Red Carpet Treatment.
I try my best to fit in, looking for a suit to fit in, standing outside of your prison, trying to find ways I could get in. Now I realize that I'm free, and I realize that I'm me, and I found out that I'm not alone, because there's plenty of people like me. That's right, there's plenty of people like me, all love me despite me, and all unashamed and all unafraid to speak out for what we might see, all outsiders like me.
The paparazzi's cameras were flashing, but their lenses were all pointed at someone else. I was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, attending the 2015 Grammy Awards ceremony. I've been nominated for Best Rap Performance and was competing against the likes of Eminem, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. Now, I'd already won two Grammys, but this was different. Many people don't know that not all Grammys are created equal. An unspoken hierarchy exists in many circles, and some categories are more respected than others. Within the music world, if you tell someone you won a Grammy, the first follow-up question is, which category? Though I'm grateful for my wins for Best Gospel Album and Best Contemporary Christian Performance, as you might guess, some consider those closer to the bottom than the top of the list. But this nomination for Best Rap Performance had a different kind of significance. It told the world an alternative voice with an alternative message was being considered amongst the biggest artists of our time. It said that the industry had finally recognized a new way of making hip-hop. That's why I was so mad at myself when I arrived late to the red carpet after promising I'd get there early. It was a rookie mistake. The biggest stars show up early, just before showtime, so all the younger and lesser-known artists know to arrive early to avoid competing with Katy Perry for interviews. Even a few minutes can make a difference between landing a blurb in Rolling Stone and hearing crickets. And when I stepped out the car, I thought to myself, you're at the Grammys, man. I tried to just be in the moment and not look at the stands where the fans were sitting and pointing and criticizing every fold and shade of fabric. There I was, taking a coveted walk and rubbing shoulders with John Legend, Kanye West, Chris Brown, and Meghan Trainor. It was difficult to believe that after all the writing and rapping and refining and recording and touring and promoting and praying, I stood there. But as it turned out, walking the red carpet at the 2015 Grammys was a more complicated affair than I'd imagined. People kept passing on interviews, and some were painfully attempting to not even make eye contact with me. Hey, that reporter looks like they're trying to get my attention, I thought. Wait, no, they're waving at Questlove. When I reached the end of the carpet, you know, the place where artists stand in front of the Grammys backdrop and a crowd of photographers take their picture, a security guard lowered his hand and asked me to wait. He waved Iggy Azalea around me. She smiled. Cameras went crazy. When she finished, I started to proceed, but the security guard stopped me again. He waved Rick Ross through. This happened so many times, I lost count. Wiz Khalifa, then Taylor Swift, then Keith Urban, and then Ziggy Marley. And somewhere in the process, my wife threw her hands up and left me to go sit down. For 45 minutes, I waited until the security guard finally raised his arm and waved me through. I walked in front of the backdrop in my crisp tuxedo, my shiny shoes, standing tall and proud as a nominee in a respected category. I gave him the best smile I had, and almost every journalist lowered their camera. Maybe 5 of the 40 photographers took my picture. I'm pretty sure those were snapped out of pity. Some people say the red carpet is the best litmus test for how famous you are or how famous you're not, for how accepted you are or aren't. If this is true, the message was clear. I am not one of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?